Exodus chapter 30. And you shall make an altar to burn incense upon. Of acacia wood shall you make it. A cubit shall be the length of it, and a cubit the breadth of it. 4 square shall it be, and 2 cubits shall be the height of it. The horns of it shall be of the same. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, the top of it, and the sides of it round about, and the horns of it, and you shall make unto it a crown of gold round about. And 2 golden rings shall you make to it under the crown of it, by the 2 corners of it, upon the 2 sides of it shall you make it, and they shall be for places for the staves to bear it. And you shall make the staves of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And you shall put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with you. And Aaron shall burn upon it sweet incense every morning. When he dresses the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lights the lamps at evening, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall offer no strange incense upon it, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meal offering, neither shall you bore drink offering upon it. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonements. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy to Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, When you take the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul to Yahweh, when you number them, that there be no plague among them when you number them. This shall they give, every one that passes among them that are numbered, 1/2 shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. 1/2 shekel shall be the offering of Yahweh. Every one that passes among them that are numbered, from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering to Yahweh. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than 1/2 shekel, when they give an offering to Yahweh to make an atonement for your souls. And you shall take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial to the children of Israel before Yahweh to make an atonement for your souls. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, You shall also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass to wash with. And you shall put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and you shall put water in it. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet in it. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they will wash with water, so that they do not die. Or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offerings made by fire to Yahweh. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, so that they die not. And it shall be a statute forever to them, to him and to his seed, throughout their generations. Moreover, Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take you also unto you principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, 1/2 so much, 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil of olive, 1 hin. And shall make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be a holy anointing oil. And you shall anoint the tabernacle of the congregation with it, and the ark of the testimony, and the table, and all his vessels, and the candlestick and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his vessels, and the laver and his foot. And you shall sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever touches them shall be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may be minister to me in the priest's office. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, This shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall you make any other like it. After the composition of it, it is holy and shall be holy to you. Whosoever compounds any like it, or whosoever puts any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. And Yahweh said to Moses, Take to you sweet spices, stacte, and onycha, and galbanum, these sweet spices with pure frankincense. Of each shall there be a like weight, and you shall make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And you shall beat some of it very small, and put some of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with you. It shall be to you most holy. And as for the perfume which you shall make, ye shall not make to yourselves according to the composition of it. It shall be to you holy for Yahweh. Whosoever shall make like to that, to smell through thereto, shall even be cut off from his people. End of chapter.